from the beautiful Catskill Mountain Club Resort in Hunter, New York, this is Radio Rotary. Good morning, everyone. This is John the Dream Boss, speaking to you from the 2011 Rotary District Conference at the Catskill Mountain Club Resort in Hunter, New York. And today, my very special guests are foreign exchange students from around the world and those who are going to be out from the Hudson Valley going overseas. And we're delighted to have some very fine young people from a variety of countries around the world with us, and we're going to go and talk to them about their experiences in the United States. So we're going to start right over here first with a young lady from Brazil. What is your name, dear?
My name is Beatriz.
Beatriz what?
Beatriz Leiter.
Okay, and you are from Brazil?
Yes.
And where are you staying when you're in the United States?
In Kingston.
Kingston, New York.
Yes.
Costa County. So what's the biggest difference you found between Brazil and Kingston, New York? The weather.
Definitely. Very cold in here.
It's cold?
Yeah.
Are you not used to it?
No, I hate the cold.
And what made you decide to become an exchange student?
My family in Brazil, we hosted like four exchange students before, so I got to know the experience that they had, and I wanted to have the same experience. So I decided to become an exchange student.
Well, that sounds great. And right next to you is another charming young lady, Elizabeth from Belgium. Elizabeth, what's your whole name?
Elizabeth Derer.
All right. And you're staying in Rhinebeck, New York, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. And what was the biggest surprise about life in America that you found, other than the weather?
The food was really, really different. Like, most of the thing I ate here, I like never ate something like that before.
Right. And what about school? Is the school harder here or harder in Belgium?
I find really shorter. Like, we end school at 4:15 and we have 15 minutes class, so I think the school is really short here in the days.
You end school at 4:15 back home in Belgium, correct?
Yeah.
And the classes are how long in Belgium?
50 minutes.
5:00? Or 50?
Yeah, in here it's 40 minutes.
Oh, 40 minutes. Oh, all right, so it's 10 minutes longer.
Okay. Yeah.
And who's this handsome fellow next to you?
Hey, my name is Berkin Aslan. I'm from Turkey.
From Turkey. And where are you staying, Berkin?
I'm staying in LaGrangeville.
LaGrangeville.
Yeah.
All right. And usually when I ask young men who have come from overseas to America, what's their favorite new dish as far as food is concerned?
Obviously, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Every one of them say cheeseburger. Nice. What are some of the things you've learned about life in America that you didn't realize, even from watching American TV and American movies?
Like, life is really different from Turkey, because, like, people, like, neighbor really close to each other, like, people are really friendly, and like that.
Very good. And next to you is another cheeseburger aficionado. What is your name? What is your name, young man?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, where are you from?
From Spain.
Right.
I'm staying at Newport's.
Newport's. Yeah. Right. And Lorenzo, have you got any idea of what kind of career you want to go into?
Yeah. I took this year because I didn't really know what I wanted to do next year. But I decided that I wanted to go into business.
Into business?
Yeah.
All right. Was there something about your stay in America that made you decide that?
Not really. I guess I grow up and I don't know.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is that you all speak very, very good English. Probably better than me. Because if my co-host Sarah O'Connell was here, she'd tell you I have a Brooklyn accent. Did you study, Lorenzo, English before you came here, or you picked up when you came here?
Yeah, definitely. I knew a little some English when I came. I've been traveling around a little bit and stay at home. But now I feel much more confident and more, I don't have to concentrate as much, you know.
Right. Very good. And we have a nice young lady here next to you. Your name is?
Ciao, Jenna. I'm Lorenza. Uh-huh. I'm from Italy.
From Italy?
Yes.
Okay. And what part of Italy?
From Milan.
Milan.
Yep.
All right. Now, we have a Milan in Dutchess County. That's not the same as Milan.
No,
it's spelled the same. I actually was an exchange student in law school in Bologna. Now, how far is Bologna from Milan?
It must be like 3 hours.
All right. Now, I have to ask you this question. I've already talked about cheeseburgers. We have a lot of Italian restaurants and a lot of Italian food in America. Is it as good as mom's cooking?
Well, you have to understand in here, people that move in America, they're from the south of Italy. So,
right.
Like, the cuisine is really different. different. Here you have more sauce. It's really different from what I eat back in Italy. And then my mom is really strict with healthy food, so it's really different.
I know in certain parts of Italy, because it's closer to Germany, they more have like a German-type sausage-based food. Is that what we're talking about?
Not really. I mean, yeah, we also eat sausage, but they're not as popular. Like, pasta, obviously, we always eat pasta. But it's more like less sauce, really. It's really more a modern kind of cooking and not as concentrated as here. And we eat less.
Right. Now, I know that you exchange students have all taken trips around the New York area. And, in fact, some of you are going to be taking a trip by bus around the United States. What are some of the places you've seen here in America?
Well, obviously, I went to Manhattan, and it's my favorite city like ever. And then I went to Boston with my parents because my dad studied at Tufts University in Boston.
Oh, okay.
So we went together there to visit, and then we went with them on like after spring break for a reunion of my dad's university, and it was like such a good time, and I was really happy. And then, well, we did all the weekends with the road race, so we went around New York State, and that's it.
Very good. Now, next here was a young lady who was wearing a jacket that's festooned with all sorts of buttons. I know exchange students have special jackets, and they collect pins and buttons from everywhere. And your name, young lady, is?
I'm Linda Schmidt, and I'm from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. And what club are you staying with?
I'm here with club from Red Hook, which is awesome.
Yes, you know, by an amazing coincidence, I'm in the Red Hook Club, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Linda's a sweetheart. We love her to death. She's a terrific young lady, and she's very talented as a song and dance person. In fact, you were in the school play in Red Hook, in Greece.
Yeah, we did Greece, and it was amazing. It was, like, pretty much the best experience I had here.
And you played a cheerleader.
Yes.
Yes. Do they have cheerleaders back in Switzerland?
No.
What was it like? What was it like being a cheerleader?
Well, we have the image of the cheerleader, like the superficial blonde girl from the movie.
I will tell the audience that you're not superficial, but you are blonde.
Yeah. And, well, because it was a play cheerleader, we just, like, had our cheerleader dance and we're, like, laughing all the time, so...
With a Swiss accent, that's pretty good. Okay. And next to you is a young lady who always has a camera around her neck, Clara. Clara, what's your full name?
Clara Fromm.
And you're from?
Austria.
Austria, and you're staying with?
In Chatham.
Chatham.
From the Rotary Club of Northern Columbia County.
Okay. And what was the most memorable experience you've had so far?
You already mentioned my camera. I had a smaller one, but still a really nice one that got stolen behind a theater play from my high school.
Right.
And people from that play then collected money and ended up buying me an even nicer one than that.
Oh,
and that was
sweet.
Just a really memorable
That's thing. Terrific. That's great. And over here on the end of the table, we have another young lady. And your name is?
My name is Leah Postel from Germany.
You're from Germany. And where are you staying, Leah?
I'm staying in Greenville, New York.
All right. How different? Where part of Germany are you from?
I'm from Hamburg.
Hamburg. And how different is Greenville from Hamburg?
Hamburg is
a major city.
Yeah, it's very different.
And Greenville is not as major.
Yeah, even the landscape's different. When you think of Germany, you think of mountains. But I'm from the exact opposite, like from the north. It's all flat. We don't have any mountains. So I was really happy coming here because it's a different aspect. Okay.
Very good. And next to you is another cheeseburger aficionado. His name is Prom. But have you gone to the Prom?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The black tie?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Now, you have to give your full name. Prom, you have to give your full name, but slowly.
All right. My name is Napo Bechat Majorat. Everybody call me Prom.
Okay. And you're from Thailand?
Yes.
Where we're going to have the next Rotary International Convention?
Yes.
I understand that you're going to put me up so I can do the radio show from Thailand.
Oh,
sure. You have a spare room there at home?
I have a big room.
All right. So tell us, Prom, what's the best thing about being in America?
Probably, I am prom king.
You're the prom king. Prom king. How did you become the prom king?
Because I'm popular.
And modest too. Well, we have about a minute left with these fine young people, and I'd like to ask one question. I just want to see a hand go up. One hand go up. What are you going to go back when you go home? Let's talk to Linda, my friend Linda from the River Club. When you go back home, what are you going to tell them about your stay in America?
That it was amazing, that everybody should come back here, and, like, that I will definitely come back here, too, to just, like, visit the people and to get again. My memories, like everything that's now in my head as a memory that I want to come back and like refresh it.
Well, we'd love to see you come back again, all of you, and we wish you all the best when you go home. And thanks so much for coming here to being ambassadors for your countries. You've been a great young group of people. Thank you. And let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. Let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treefwasser, and we are speaking to you from the beautiful Hunter Mountain Catskill Club Resort. And tell us, Linda and Clara, who brings us Radio Rotary this week? We'll start with Linda.
Arlington, Poughkeepsie.
Brewster.
Cairo.
Congers.
Fishkill.
Goshen.
Highland.
Hyde Park.
Kingston.
Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages. Yeah.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. We're speaking to you from the beautiful Catskill Mountain Club Resort in Hunter, New York, where the Rotary District 7210 Conference is happening. And now we've been joined by another group of fine young people, our outbound exchange students, American students who are going to various countries. So we're going to find out who they are, where they're from, and where they're going. And we'll start over on this side. Your name, young lady?
Ursula Robb.
Ursula. And where are you from?
I'm from Millbrook.
Millbrook, New York. And what country are you going to?
Italy.
Italy. All right, so what made you decide to become an exchange student?
I just never really traveled before, and I really wanted to get out of America, like, to experience a new culture.
Right.
So, I just...
And did you have a choice of which country you have, or they just sort of surprised you with it?
I had, like, they asked for, like, suggestions of, like, where I would, like, want to go, but, like, I didn't think I would actually get where I wanted to go, so...
So it was Italy your first choice?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Do you know what part of Italy you're going to yet?
Milan.
Milan. We just had somebody from Milan over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got to connect up with her. And next to you is?
Grace.
Hi, Grace. What's your full name, hon?
Grace Cutback.
Grace, and what club are you with?
Greenville.
Greenville. And where are you going?
Taiwan.
Taiwan, okay. And did you choose Taiwan?
I wanted Japan, but
all right.
Taiwan's
well, that's super close. All right. And what made you decide to go to an Asian country?
I like Asian countries and
okay.
Asian food and the culture, so
very
I wanted
good.
To go there.
All right. And next to you is?
Courtney Bien.
Hi, Courtney. And what club are you with?
High Park.
High Park. All right. And what club are you going to? What country, I should say, are you going to?
Brazil.
Brazil. What made you decide on Brazil?
I didn't choose Brazil. I actually wanted to go to Japan, Russia.
Okay.
But Brazil is just, I would love to go there after looking at what it's like and experiencing that would be great.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. What language do they speak in Brazil? It's Spanish and Portuguese,
Portuguese
or just Portuguese?
Portuguese.
Have we been studying Portuguese a little bit?
A little. I'm not the best at it.
I'm sure you'll do fine. Now we have a star of Off-Broadway with us now, Liz Radman, who appeared in Grease on Off-Broadway. Of course, it was Broadway and Red Hook, and the Red Hook High School is a little bit off of Broadway and Red Hook. But Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Now, Liz, of course, is being sponsored by my club in Red Hook. And Liz, you're going to?
Belgium.
Belgium. And actually, you've been palling around with our friend from Belgium, right, and learning a little bit about it. Was that your first choice?
No, it wasn't. I had France as my first choice.
France. Well, but they speak French in Belgium, yes?
Yes, I do.
And do you speak French?
A little bit. I'm working on it.
You're working on it. And this question is open to anybody if you want to raise your hand. Was anybody a little nervous about, you know, leaving home and going away? Or is like, oh, great, I don't have to listen to my parents for a year. What do you think, Liz?
I really just wanted to get out. My brother and sister are both older, and they've traveled around the world. My brother is in, like, Afghanistan right now. My sister lived in France for a couple of years. So I felt like I wanted to try and go somewhere, too, and make my mark and learn a little bit, too.
Well, that's great. And next to you is Anna Weissman. Anna, from what club are you with?
Phoenicia Rotary.
Phoenicia. Okay, and what country are you going to?
I'm going to Switzerland.
Why Switzerland? Was that your pick, or they just sort of gave it to you?
I picked all the countries bordering Switzerland as my choices, so in the middle is nice.
Are you really excited to go to the land of the best chocolate in the world?
I'm so excited. I love food, so.
Well, you know, you should talk to our friend Linda about what some of the best places to eat. And we have next to you another charming young lady. Your name is?
Emily Hooker.
Emily, hi. And what club are you with?
Poughkeepsie Arlington.
Poughkeepsie Arlington. And where are you going to be going?
Turkey.
Was that your choice?
Yeah.
All right.
I really wanted to.
Why is that?
Because I don't know anything about it, and the culture just seems so beautiful, and the country, of course, is beautiful, too.
And have you been brushing up on the language?
No, but I have Birkin to help me, so.
Oh, wait a minute. Birkin, huh? Where is Birkin? He's a quick mover. Yeah, that's right. Of course, all the girls here are pretty, but, you know, Birkin's going, you go watch out for him. And next to you is?
Caitlin Misick.
Hi, Caitlin. And
Hi.
What club are you with?
I'm with the Goshen Club.
Goshen. Where will you be going?
I'm going to France next year.
Why France?
Well, I've been taking a language in school, and I'd like to become better at it, because I try, but there's lots of room for improvement.
Right.
And I went on a school trip last year for a week, and I loved it.
So. Okay. Have you had a chance to talk to or write to your host family where you're going to be living?
Not yet. I'm not really sure where I'm living yet.
Okay.
I think I'm in the Sancho region, but I don't know where in that region. So.
Okay. And next to you is?
Maya Fisher.
Maya Fisher. Maya, where are you, what club are you with?
I'm with Northern Colombia.
All right, and where will you be going?
I'm going to Germany.
Was that your choice?
It was one of my choices.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
I have no idea what you just said. Sprechen Deutsch is the full extent of my German. And, why Germany? I mean, is that a choice of yours? Or?
I've always wanted to go. I have a lot of family from Germany, so I think it'd be interesting to see what it's like.
Terrific. Now, you've all heard these charming young ladies. We actually have one male voice besides mine. Young man, what is your name?
My name's Brian Schwenk.
Hi, Brian. And what club are you with?
I'm from the Rotary Club of Carmel.
And you're going to be going to Spain, correct?
Yes.
All right. Why Spain?
I've always been fascinated with Spanish culture. I took Spanish in school for 5 years, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm not sure exactly yet what I want to do. I'm thinking of maybe being a Spanish teacher, so I wanted to become fluent in the language.
Now, I happen to, Brian and I were talking during the conference. I know he's a very special young man. He's an Eagle Scout.
I am.
And so you have absolutely no concerns about going off overseas because Eagle Scouts are very self-reliant, right?
I'm more excited than nervous or anything like that. I was nervous at first, but I've been speaking with my host family. So after I started speaking with them, I became more excited than nervous.
Well, what does everyone hope to get out of this year? We got about a minute or two left before we talk to your adult advisors. What do you hope to get out of this year? Who would like to step up to the plate on that one? Yes.
I'm hoping just to learn about a new culture in a way that you can't really learn about in school, and there's only one way to really expand your horizons, and that's by traveling. So I hope to just become more appreciative of my home and other people's culture.
Terrific. Liz, would you like to add something about what you hope to learn?
I just want to be able to have a more personal relationship with people and kind of like open my eyes to like what other people's lives are like and just be able to connect.
That's terrific. Well, I want to thank all you young people for joining us on Radio Rotary. I wish you the best of luck in your year. And when you all come back, we'll have you back again. You'll tell us about your adventures, all right?
Yeah.
I'm joined by two outstanding Rotarians, Nan Greenwood and Donna Bemis, and they involve themselves with these wonderful people, both inbound and outbound. And Nan, tell us, what part of the program are you involved with?
I'm involved with the inbound program.
Right. And why do you do that? Because I'm sure it's a lot of work making sure these kids have proper homes and you know, getting them up from the airport and all that.
It's a lot of work, but it's extremely rewarding, and we have been involved with the program since 1990 when we hosted our first inbound Rotary Exchange student from Denmark, whose wedding I went to in 2000, by the way, as the other mother of the groom.
Wasn't that great?
And our son, Calder, was an outbound to Japan.
Uh-huh.
In 1997-98. So we've experienced both sides of the program, and we love it.
That's terrific. And Donna, you've recently taken the lead here in the outbound group, preparing these fine young people to go overseas. What made you decide to step up to the plate on that one?
Well, actually, I have to say that I was motivated by one of my district governors, and basically he said to me, you are now done as your club presidency, so you should move up to a district level, and Youth Exchange looked like the most exciting place to go and most rewarding place to go, so that's where I decided to join.
You know, we have people who are listening this morning to Hudson Valley Talk Radio, probably having that second cup of coffee at their kitchen table, and they're saying, you know, this sounds like something would be great for my kid or my grandchild. If they want to get involved in outbound and sending our children, or young adults, I should say, overseas, how do they go about that? First of all, do the parents have to be Rotarians?
No.
Right? How do they do that?
Their parents don't have to be Rotarians. What they need to do is contact their local Rotary clubs. The students have to be between the ages of 15 and 19, have to have fairly decent academic standings, and have to just be fairly mature and ready for a challenge.
All right. And if they want to find out where the local Rotary club is, you go to rotary.org, rotary.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown, you'll find out where your local Rotary club is. Now, when these young people are sent overseas, we do have Rotary clubs over there who investigate the homes they'll be in, and these people have background checks and things of that nature. So we make sure that these kids are safe.
Absolutely. Just as the kids that are done on the inbound, there are background checks in all the homes that the home visits are done, and they have contacts with all their youth exchange officers in other countries, and so they have a safety net in both, you know, a hierarchy that they can visit with.
That's terrific. And Nan Greenwood, as far as the inbound young people are concerned, they're staying with families. Are those families, do they have to be Rotarians?
They do not.
So
we encourage the Rotary clubs to reach out into the community to find good families, to host students, to experience the adventure. In fact, Brian, who is our outbound to Spain, was a host brother to a Brazilian boy two years ago, and that's one of the ways that he got involved and interested in the program.
Well, that's just great. Well, I want to thank Nan Greenwood and Donna Bemis for joining us on Radio Rotary, and thank you for all the great stuff you do for these young adults. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And we want to thank the following clubs. Liz Radman, now's your big chance to star in radio. Which clubs do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster.
That's terrific. I want to thank everyone at home for listening and everyone here in our live studio audience. And be sure to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.